Hi, my name's Keely Quick. I'm talking with Ainsley, and I studied abroad in Barcelona, Spain, but the story I will be talking about is my trip to Switzerland. So there was 15 of us going to Switzerland, and our flight was at 6 in the morning out of Barcelona. And at 4 in the morning, we had gotten a notice on our from our airline that said that it was a new rule that we needed a negative COVID test to enter the country. So right off the bat, the trip kind of started hectic. We didn't realize this until we got to the airport. And we all had to get off that flight, scramble around, get a negative COVID test. So we didn't end up getting to Switzerland until that night. But the next day, so we didn't have that much sleep in us. And the next day we were all going skiing. It was the first weekend of their opening ski weekend. And three out of the 15 of us, three of us, including myself, either had never been skiing before or hadn't gone since they were super, super little. So it was definitely intimidating going to the Swiss Alps and attempting skiing after all those years. But we did it. The three of us, me, my friend Gianna, my friend Chloe, we went down the bunny hill, and right off the bat, it was like mayhem. I was skiing over people. Honest to God, thought that we were going to die, fall off a cliff or something. It was so terrifying. And all of the rest of our friends, they were on the bunny hill with us, kind of helping us down. Some of us had falling on our butts and we're just sliding down trying to make it to the end. But after about an hour, one of our friends is like, why don't you get a ski lesson? It'll be worth it. And when you're trying to get a ski lesson and you're there's a bunch of little kids who are signing up for them, you don't think you're going to be 20, 21 years old being in a ski lesson. But we did. We signed up for one. And we had this Swiss woman, Ruth. She was our instructor, and she was super patient with us. But that was one of the coolest experiences, because it was the most we interacted with a local while we were in Switzerland. And it was interesting to see how her upbringing and the way she had lived in Switzerland, how it definitely, you could see a difference between her demeanor and our demeanor being Americans. She was definitely strict, a little harsh, but she had the best intent for us. And like I said, she was super patient with us. She was with us for about 2 hours, and she would go down the super kiddie hill where there wasn't even a magic carpet to take us back up. There was a rope that would pull us. And then eventually we graduated to the magic carpet, and we would go up that with her. And again, she was super patient, and the three of us were in it together. And the way that the bunny hill was set up was that all the other skiers had to kind of ski down the bunny hill to get to the blues and red, black trails. And so our friends would be there cheering us on. And she eventually let me go. I didn't have to be with her anymore. She said that I had graduated to the hardest bunny hill. So that was fun. And then by the end of the day, I had gone down a blue trail, which was a big accomplishment for me. But I got to the bottom and I fell though, so I had to take off my skis and walk down the rest. But I still did it. And that was one of my favorite days abroad and one of my favorite trips, because it was such a fun outdoor activity to do. And there were so many laughs included in it, because at that point you just have to laugh at yourself that you're in the Swiss Alps and you have no idea what you're doing. I thought that all in all, it was kind of just a lot of us faced our fears that day, and we left with something. And it was really nice to have been able to spend that time with Ruth and see her input from somebody who was born, raised, and has skied their entire life in Switzerland. If you ever go abroad, I definitely recommend going to Switzerland. It's such a beautiful country, and it's definitely a fun time. There's so much to do.